I think the biggest thing is learn how to be the student of the game. I think mentally, a lot of times rookies go in there and they hit that what I've heard called a rookie wall. You know, as soon as you get done with that junior year and you go through winter workouts, you have spring ball, then you hit summer workouts and you are full tilt. You go through your senior season, as soon as you get done with that, you wrap up that graduation, everybody's off to training. Everybody finishes up that training, then you got the draft. After the draft, you got rookie camp. After rookie camp, OTAs. Then you report for camp. Then you got a season that's about 5 extra weeks, 16 weeks, you make the playoffs, you got a shot at playing who knows how many games, 20 some odd games. Now you're sitting in the middle of February and you're going, man, that's almost 2 years of straight work. So I think the biggest thing is to be able to know how to manage your time, put yourself in a good position to succeed, both mentally, physically, take care of your body, which is exactly what I'm doing right now. Know when to push it, know when to push your limits. Don't always be comfortable, get outside your bubble, but at the same time, you got to understand what you do well and be able to maximize that potential.
Do you still hit the rookie wall?
Do what
now? Will you still hit the rookie wall?
I think everybody hits the rookie wall. I think everybody will hit the rookie wall, but you just got to be able to, it's those who can push through it and keep moving. I think that are the ones you see successful.